Our next matter for oral presentation is case file A18-1697, State versus APL.
May it please the court.
That was quick. Thank you.
May it please the court, opposing counsel. My name is Robert Ambrose, A-M-B-R-O-S-E. I represent the appellant, APL. 20 years old, APL was arrested for the only time in his life. He took responsibility for his actions and ultimately pled guilty to fleeing a peace officer in a motor vehicle and DWI. As part of his sentence, he received a gross misdemeanor on the fleeing charge and a misdemeanor on the DWI. He successfully completed his probation. He needed to wait at least 2 years after completing probation without committing any new criminal offenses to be eligible statutorily to expunge his DWI. On the gross misdemeanor fleeing charge, he needed to wait 4 years after successfully completing probation without committing any new offenses to be eligible to statutorily expunge his gross misdemeanor offense. After he satisfied those statutory requirements through timelines, he petitioned the district court for expungement. Unfortunately, the district court—
Are you asking for a remedy beyond a remand for addressing the 12 factors?
Primarily, I am asking just to reverse the district court's decision.
Without a remand?
Correct. I believe that is difficult given the case law and the failure of the district court to analyze any of the 12 factors under the expungement statute. So in the alternative, I am asking for a reverse and a remand.
It looks like respondent agrees to a reversal for to a remand for the 12 factors.
Correct, Your Honor.
So is there much that we need to listen to more today?
If the court does not have any questions.
I have a question, Mr. Ambrose. The one dispute, as I understood it, is this issue of the court's interpretation of the DWI, the burden, because the court spent much time on that, and I think the respondent's position, if I read correctly, is we should remand for the factors but not address that, and I'm just inquiring about that because it did indeed seem that the court would just never grant one in a DWI based on its burden, notwithstanding the record. If I understand correctly, the state had assured the judge that in talking to the BCA, there is a method, there's a special designation, there's a way that prosecutors will be able to access a expunged DWI. Would there be some importance for this court to give some direction in relation to that analysis of the burden related to DWI or perhaps other enhancement, but in this case, DWI?
I believe so, because this court in State versus JEH addressed that exact concern. They said that there's not a per se rule against expunging DWIs, and they analyze the accessibility of records, because within the expungement statute itself, it says that expunged records can still be used by prosecutorial agencies in charging, which is a point that I believe respondent conceded at the district court and would likely concede here today as well. That was an unpublished decision from this court in State versus JEH, but I think it goes exactly to the heart of the reason why the district court denied our expungement petition, because they solely honed in on this is a DWI. It's going to create too much of a burden for prosecutors or law enforcement officers to run a criminal history.
And what do you believe would have to be in the record to support a finding of burden as it relates to DWI? I assume something more than was in the record. What would it be?
I think respondent would have to show, either through testimony or affidavits, on what kind of burden it is placing on law enforcement officers or prosecutors. I think the court, at the district court level, took it on its own initiative to say, this is gonna be too much of a burden, because the district court judge was a former prosecutor, and he talked about they would run driving records, and if they didn't see it on a driving record, they may not see it anywhere, and they'll miss enhanceability. However, respondents stated at the district court that they run a criminal history on virtually every file that they see. So I don't believe it's too much of a burden if you're going to charge somebody with a criminal offense, especially an enhanceable type offense like a DWI, to require them to run a criminal history. That seems pretty standard. You know, is the plaintiff state of Minnesota charging somebody to take away their liberties for them just to simply run a criminal history. And for the BCA to be able to say, too, that there's a certain notation when they run a criminal history to see when an offense has been expunged, it's right there. And I think that's a point that respondent certainly concedes, and I think they likely would concede that here today as well.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
This is the time for your concessions, I guess.
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Robert Jarrett. I'm a certified student attorney at the Dakota County Attorney's Office. I'm being supervised today by Heather Pippenhagen, who is present to my left. Together, we represent the state of Minnesota, the respondent in this matter. The state respectfully requests this court remand the matter to the district court to make findings on the 12 factors set forth in Minnesota's expungement statute. Specifically, to address the concessions, the state does agree that the appellant is eligible for the to petition for expungement in this matter, and that at the court hearing or the arguments presented to the district court, the state did concede that statute does allow for agencies and law enforcement to share expunged data and arrest records and convictions through the BCA.
And you made those concessions to the trial court as well.
That is correct.
And you asked the trial court to address the 12 factors.
I did.
And the trial court didn't. What the heck is going on here?
Your Honor, I'm unsure. The order is not clear, and that's why we're asking for the remand, is to go through the analysis of the 12 factors. The district court didn't use a can order or, didn't even address the 12 factors in a broad fashion. So that is why the state is asking that this matter be remanded back to the district court for particularized findings on those factors.
And is that because the court was just really honed in on the DWI and this phraseology of a burden and its enhanceability, which we already talked about? So the state conceded it would not be burdensome. So would there be some benefit for us to at least address that issue in some minor way, perhaps in terms of the remand, that cannot be alone, at least based on the current record, a basis for, because otherwise I can envision this, what the appellant would be concerned about, remanding and look at these factors that's not there and it's a burden. And
yes, and the state conceded that at the district court level, that the DWI alone and the enhancement time period cannot alone be a reason not to expunge a record. They need to look at all 12 factors, weigh them, and give weight to each factor as the court deems necessary. And yeah, so it would probably be, state would concede that there needs to be more than just focusing on the DWI enhancement period. Okay. If the court has no further questions, the state would forfeit the remainder of its time.
We and appreciate your concise argument. Very well done.
Okay, thank you.
Any rebuttal?
And we always appreciate forfeiture of time. Huh? So thank you.
We're a little ahead of time, but if our marshal will see if the other parties are here for the final oral presentation. Yeah, one party, correct. I know it was great. I loved it.
So far, the few I've had have done really well.
They always do. I think they realize the importance of what they're doing, not just another day.
Yeah.
Another day.
So in many ways, it's an improvement over what you see.
Counsel for the appellant in the final matter just asked for 5 minutes, and he'll be ready to go. I think he's waiting to see if his clients are showing up or not.
Okay. I see them coming in now.